Well, that brings us to the 12th and final critter of Christmas. And how could I resist finishing with another group of great festive beasties, the Christmas tree worm? Well, these critters really do look like tiny one-inch Christmas trees, and they've been one of my favourites for ages. I've often seen them as I've been scuba diving and snorkelling on coral reefs, and you spot their lovely frilly crowns decorating boulders of live coral. And they're actually a type of polychaete worm called a serpulid, and the bit you see sticking out is actually just their spiralling headgear, a pair of feathery appendages called radioles, which they use to sift food and oxygen from the water. The rest of their body stays safely hidden within a calcium carbonate tube inside the living coral, and then when they sense movement, perhaps a scuba diver coming a bit too close because they're just so enchanted by this lovely creature, they will flip inside the tube, pull in their radioles, and then shut it tight with another specially adapted radiole called an operculum. Now, there are two subspecies of Christmas tree worm, one from the Indo-Pacific and the other from the Atlantic and the Caribbean, and they come in all sorts of lovely, beautiful colour morphs. They can be blue, they can be red, orange, yellow, all sorts of pretty colours. But apparently the most common colour is white, so that's, I guess, appropriate enough for a snowy, seasonal critter. And as well as looking very pretty, one study has suggested that Christmas tree worms might play an important role by protecting living corals from attacks by crown-of-thorn starfish. There are those voracious predators that really can tuck in and have a huge appetite for live coral. But it seems that they don't like being tickled on their undersides, and so a nice cluster of feathery Christmas tree worms will keep them at bay. And apparently Christmas tree worms can live for up to 40 years, which really isn't bad for a little worm. So there you have it. Those were our 12 critters of Christmas. We really do hope you enjoyed them. It remains for me to say a huge thank you to Rob Jennings, James McLean, Jill Mapstone, Richard Phillips, Kate Hendry and Matt Gollock. And thanks to you for listening. We'll be back in the new year when we'll be delving into the impacts of fisheries and looking at what alternatives there might be to stripping the oceans bare. In the meantime, you can keep in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Naked Oceans, or drop us an email. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. You'll find more info on this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. So from all of us here at Naked Oceans, have a very happy festive holiday and catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.